We are rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pull Wax Podcast. My name is The Real Pullman, and I'm here with two special guests. One you've seen before, one you haven't on the podcast, but you might have seen him on television. Chris from Rippin' Wax. What's the deal?
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody?
And we got Ty here. Ty, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
So, long story short, I really want to get into Ty for a second. I want you to introduce yourself, and I want you to tell the people a little bit about your journey in sports cards.
Okay, yeah, I'm Ty Dillon, NASCAR driver, and just started collecting cards in December, so I'm kind of new into the game, but I've hit it really hard and aggressive.
You're saying December of, like, last year?
This past December,
so you've been in the hobby for 7 months?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, absolutely. Goddamn,
so, fever.
You know, it started out with an obsession with sports, and actually an obsession with, like, fantasy sports and regular sports kind of combined. And then I've always signed cards for Panini as a driver, never really paid attention to them. But I started realizing the card game, seeing more people talk about it online. And when I started reading into it and kind of seeing what I thought about it, it kind of married like the fantasy world and like the prospecting of different sports, which I enjoy so much already, into one, and gave it something substantial to collect and had value in.
And you can also tangible, physical, yeah, you can touch it.
You can day trade the value, or you could have long-term value, or just collect, you know, personal collect. So along with that, we had just had our second child, our son, and so I thought it'd be something cool that him and I could do, or even my daughter when she gets older. So,
so an investment standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all there for me, like family-wise, and just a hobby that I enjoy.
It's on brand to your life. Like,
absolutely.
It fits
right perfect.
And you like to have fun a little bit too,
yes,
right? Being a NASCAR driver, a lot of adrenaline.
Absolutely.
Opening a box, a lot of adrenaline.
There's nothing more exciting than opening up a box, whether you get killed on it or you crush it. It's pretty cool.
The risk-reward factor, man.
Get that same heart pump.
It's about that dopamine, right?
Yeah,
just getting it going.
Yeah.
But Dan Fleischman earlier was alluding to it. When you open up a box, you still get something. When you go to the casino, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
When you play a big fan duel, you don't get anything in return.
Yep.
Even though the cards might be $50 and you think you get crushed, you never know, right?
Yeah, well, $50 today.
TJ Warren during the bubble was selling.
Listen, that's why so many people that when sports was off air, gamblers didn't have anything to gamble, right?
Yeah.
So sports cards created that new gambling for them. And a lot of people didn't want to talk about the hobby as gambling. I think we're all comfortable now. It's a scratch-off. It's a lottery. Risk versus reward. You can get some or you can't get anything at all. And there's obviously bigger gambles with bigger payouts, you know?
For sure.
But
well, scared money makes no money.
There's people now that were sports gamblers. There's people now that were sports gamblers that no longer are gambling on sports.
Correct.
Because they got the fever of sports cards.
100%.
They like the idea of taking home a tangible item, but they also like the idea that the card is raw and that we go through a process of grading cards to up the value of cards to increase the ROI. So it becomes a money, wealth, investment, everything wrapped in one, and it's got a whole bunch of pros, and that's why you see a lot of people that were gamblers no longer gambling anymore. They now are in the sports cards.
100%.
Full time. I know that.
And it's 24/7 when you're taking a bet. The game's at 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock or whatever it is. You always have to be on the time of the game. But now all breakers are on your time because they're live 24/7. And you can buy anything at any time, at any moment, whenever you want. So obviously that right there completely changes the entire stratosphere for breaking and for wax.
So it's like what we're really going to talk about now, Whatnot. Whatnot is QVC on steroids for sports cards.
Correct.
And you can basically get on there at any given time, at any hour, you could wake up and get sports cards. Like, he could be literally getting ready to go jump in the NASCAR, but he can have an itch to rip sports cards and hop on Rippin' Wax or Pull Wax real quick and rip some cards. I mean, is that not crazy?
So those of you that don't know, obviously all of our podcasts are sponsored by Whatnot. You guys know we talk about Whatnot all the time, but those of you who don't know, Whatnot is a revolutionary application that allows you to buy or sell sports cards at any given moment on live stream. The reason why Whatnot is so great for breakers like Pull Wax and Rippin' Wax is the fact that there's no payment processors involved.
It's seamless.
So PayPal shutting you down, Shopify is giving you problems, they're holding your money, they're doing all these things.
The logistics aspect, creating the shipping labels, the whole nine, it creates time for the breaker because all the time that you would take inputting the information. Like, people don't realize how much still, me and you talk about this all the time, how much time goes into breaking. You'll never understand.
But what about when they change their Instagram handles? And before, like in the past, right? This guy breaks X34 cards. You go DM him after your stream. Hey, what's your address? He already changed his IG. How are you going to find him?
Yeah, stuff like that happens all the time where the guy who never messaged
you
the address, but 2 months later, you're the guy that held the... Listen, there's a lot of work that goes into sports cards. It's... Look, right now we're at Nationals 2021. Did any of you guys think that this is what it was going to be like here? This is unfathomable. This is crazy.
Yeah, I've never been to one, but this is... I've been to a lot of shows and a lot of different things, and this is...
In different niches.
Yeah, different things, right? And car shows or racing shows, auto shows. And this is... The buzz is higher. There's more people.
How's the energy here?
The energy's insane. I mean, there's little... And maybe you were one of them. People running around the floor
I was
a few minutes ago.
I was running to get a NASCAR box, dude.
People are literally running around the floor with excitement. And this is a five-day event. And you're 3 or 4 days into it.
We love it.
The buzz is insane. It's really cool. And it's fun just to be part of something with energy to it, especially in this day and age.
And also, it's crazy because, as you said, you've been in the hobby for about 7 months, and there's so much information, right? Yeah, research and development was one of the things that took me a while to actually, like, you know, I probably spent like $50,000 and, you know, months.
What about the
hours ripping at bullpen,
processing,
ripping at other shops, like just trying to learn what is this?
Yeah.
What's a base card? What's a silver? What's a numbered card? What's hobby? What's first off the line? What sets do I want? What's a premium set?
Yeah.
What's a subset? What's an
insert? I had to teach myself a lot that game back into the hobby.
Like, there's
again.
Inserts. People say inserts suck, right?
Yeah.
Kabooms are an insert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Color blasts are an insert.
Yeah. You know.
You know, it's like.
When I was collecting, actually, I met Ty. Ty came in my room through Instagram.
Yep.
At first, I remember he came in. They were like, "Oh, there's a blue check mark in your room." I was like, "Blue check mark? Okay." The next thing you know, it's Ty Dillon, the NASCAR driver. And then, like, that night went on, and he ripped at me, and I didn't even really process it.
Ty Dillon, you know what it is? You know what it is? I know when it clicked. When you put the shipping label on the package.
And then I'm like, I gotta get him back in my room.
Can I hand deliver this?
So he came in my room, he was ripping, and dude, he brought his brother in my room. It's been awesome. He asked me stuff. I helped him as much as possible. But I like to say that, like, he came into a room that he found a good breaker, because I put a lot into this, and so does Mikey.
Shut it down.
Yeah. My intentions are whole. I push the hobby. I love sports cars. I think that shows. And it was just like, when he first asked me, I go over that way for anybody. I go over the edge. I'm that type of guy. But anybody who messaged me in the DM, you know, I treated him the same way I treated anybody else, dude. And it just happened that he reciprocated back to me. He kept coming to my room, and this is where we are today. It's the first time meeting him. But the thing is you put a face to people because of FaceTime, because of exchanging phone numbers.
Creating content,
and
the hours of that. Like, that shit is all very
and going
important.
Live
like,
with
I see
me,
Ty has
a
videographer with him right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's very important to do that. I want to talk to you about, you know, Whatnot is the mecca for sellers. Every seller wants to be on Whatnot. There's no arguing that, denying it.
I sell a lot of cards.
Yeah. I don't necessarily need another. You know, I was always doing it on my own, but when I realized and when I actually put it to test, Whatnot works for our model.
Yeah.
You know, it's a proven fact for sellers that Whatnot is the move. Now, from a buyer's perspective, right? Imagine you were breaking on Instagram back in December. Imagine. Go on Instagram, then go back into PayPal, then go check in,
compared
then security check. Now you're already missing him ripping the box.
Yep.
Can you talk about the streamlined process for Whatnot, and why is it so much better from a ripper standpoint?
And I think, you know, it's almost works in reverse, right? So all the rippers want to be on Whatnot now, because I think the reason why is because the consumer, the buyer, it's the functionality is so easy and it's fun, right? You got the auction feel. You've got the, you can go right there at the bottom on the tag and see what see what's for sale
your
tonight.
Payment information is stored.
Yep. You don't anything gotta, anything the, in the
is
room.
That the, is that the easiest thing? The payment. Easy.
The payment is there.
Because might block it,
you
or Zelle.
It's too easy.
You know? Well, here you should go to PayPal. You gotta go to Zelle. You gotta go to Venmo.
Am I missing it? Is this a good buy? Is this the chaser?
So even like even my wife will sit there with me sometimes and watch. And if it's an auction, like just the auctions are fun to watch, just as is,
even
no matter what's selling.
Whatever
it is.
Especially when we started juicing it.
Yeah, when you're juicing it. Like, it's fun, right? So, like, it's easy for the buyer, which makes it easier for the seller. And then there's functionalities on both sides that are just so well thought of, that are married so perfectly for this hobby.
Yep.
I don't think...
Well, the app was built for us. Yeah. So the difference
is... And even in seven months or the last 2 or 3 months that you've been on, what has it been, 3 or 4 months probably?
It's been... So we're going into the fourth month now, man, on whatnot.
It feels like it has, right?
It's been an amazing ride, dude.
The more guys like you guys have been on there and given your input, it's just gotten smoother. So the app's just... And they're obviously listening. They're working hand-in-hand with you guys. It's just getting better.
Shout out to Ma for a second.
Yeah, shout out to Ma Cards.
Ma is the guy to make sure that all sellers are good. He knows every seller's slang. Yeah. He's the biggest fan of all of us.
He's the one that worked with us to get us on the app.
He wants all of us to sell so much. Like, he's more worried about my sales than I am.
Yeah,
that's great.
He's like, you did great, but you have to fix this. And I was like, I wasn't even thinking that.
So think about it this way,
real
quick.
How are you watching all of this?
How about
this? Do you sleep? He has a kid and a family.
Watch how I relate this. In a car, in a NASCAR, they have to tweak his car for every race, and it's by, like, the tiniest little specs.
Absolutely,
okay? Because that can give you that much more speed on a racetrack. It can give you that much more horsepower. Well... The same thing. I just lost my track of mind.
No, you got
it. I know where you're going.
I'm on where you're saying.
It applies.
You're saying
it applies
that all
the
minor
app.
Tweaks and everything will cause an easier race for us to win the race.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
If we tweak our,
Okay, so the app. Okay, so let me start that over again. So
I like where you're going.
Instagram,
that was
all right, here. So Instagram is a platform that we chose.
Yep.
So now we have a platform, whatnot, now that can make those tweaks and those adjustments.
Because Instagram isn't made for the driver.
That type
Instagram
of stuff.
Isn't made for a breaker.
No. So now
whatnot
we have
is made for a breaker.
We have our cars. Now we have this.
Correct.
Now whatnot's there to be our mechanics tweaking.
For sure,
them.
We couldn't
so
have
knows.
Any mechanics. Yeah. Instagram wouldn't even answer us.
Nope.
Instagram doesn't care. They don't need that.
No, that's not.
We appreciate
not there for
your
us.
Instagram. Without you guys, we would not be where we are today. Don't take that as disrespect. I'm just saying.
But whatnot's
I'd rather drive. Driving whatnot's car right now. So those are the pros and cons. I don't really know many cons about whatnot. Obviously, whatever cons there might be, they're definitely fixing every day. I went to the office. I saw their developers. They have an incredible team that are constantly on it, driven to make sure that this app is going to succeed.
It's awesome.
So that's it. And shout out to obviously all the breakers. And what's really cool to me is to see the celebrities, the athletes coming on, right? We have Ty Dillon from NASCAR, right? Then we have a great friend of mine, Jason Demers, who's a defenseman on the Coyotes, making his whatnot debut August 5th.
Awesome.
You saw Blake Martinez
on
whatnot. You saw
Jersey
Tyreek Hill on whatnot.
Yep.
Like this,
Cheetah.
I'm working on getting Kelly Olynyk right now.
Are you?
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So,
Olynyk.
Yeah. So, you know, we
so
need
he
some
was
NBA
brought, he was actually brought here. Tell him about ComC. Tell him how.
Yeah. So I was brought here with ComC and I met them through racing and different things, so different avenues with cards. And I was actually breaking with them earlier and pulled an on-card Herbert
out
of 10.
Herbert!
Contenders clear, gold for them. So it's going
to
be, it's actually,
off
and
give away.
It's, they're
going to
auction off. You got to go scan your phone on their
Shout
booth.
Out to Compsy,
so they're doing things. And I think the whole industry is going to figure out ways to get more athletes, more celebrities involved, which is just going to strengthen everything for everybody. And a rising tide raises all ships, and everybody has to see that. We are
30% into where we're going.
Yeah.
People think that, you know, listen, anytime anybody loses again, they're going to be upset and say whatever
it is. Right away.
The hobby is going nowhere. The brand partnerships have not been activated. The marketplaces have not been activated. The merchandise, the branding, you don't understand that.
Oh, look
this,
at the branding. Look at how some of us guys take it today.
This will be, mark my words, sports cards will take over all of the poker, all the stuff you see on television. It's just that much more entertaining.
It will be.
No, not to poker.
We're going there.
But that is going to be the future of sports cards, And I hope you clip this, and in 5 years we'll do some Gary V-esque type of content about this moment.
Absolutely.
It will be on Versus. It will be on different channels. It is too entertaining.
Yeah,
how are you not going to want to watch a case break of the hottest new National Treasures product where LaMelo Ball's autograph might be in there, and that card might be $250,000?
Yeah.
You're not going to want to watch that?
Absolutely.
And when you have...
I do it right now.
Listen, if video games could come this far in that short period of time, you can't tell me that sports cards... And people like to relate the sports card market back to the sneaker market. I owned the sneaker store at 23. You owned the sneaker store at a young age. 20, I'm 38 20, years old now.
I did it at 21.
So I was 23. So
that's crazy.
Sports cards is the... taking over
that
and,
was college.
And dwarfing.
We went to college. That was our college.
It's dwarfing.
College,
yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Well, YouTube too. YouTube University. If you're not on YouTube learning something, you're doing it all wrong. But sports cards is dwarfing sneakers. It's dwarfing the sneaker market. And by the way,
from a seller standpoint sneakers, and from a consumer standpoint.
Sneakers rot and disintegrate. Sports cards don't.
Also, like, how many Yeezy Red Octobers can someone buy? I've never heard someone say, I don't want more prison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So really, that's that. I think that another really important aspect is, you know, I don't want to toot your horn too much, but I got to give credit where credit's due. It's breakers like you that make someone be able to watch something for that many hours. Like, dude, the product is great and the product's fun, but it's a little bit more than just the product.
Yeah.
The product sells for itself, don't get me wrong, but only for a certain time.
Yeah.
This guy will have streams for 16 hours.
Entertainment 15 and hours. Education.
Entertainment, like the way Polwax is branches, value, information, entertainment. You give the value on the cards, you inform them through the podcast, you entertain them through everything.
Education, yep.
You got to do everything, and that is why, you know, when you say dwarfing, the industry's dwarfing, back in the day, there wasn't these type of people in the hobby.
Hold on. This is the wild, wild west right now. This is an unregulated industry right now. So we are now, us, even him, being a ripper and coming in, who knows, maybe he gets involved in this space. We are molding this space to what it will be.
Yep.
We laid a new foundation. These are the new pillars that are going to allow us to stack brick by brick, level by level.
For sure.
You know?
And listen, we're all like kind of freestyling it too, you know?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
At first when I was ripping, I didn't see anybody screaming. Like, everybody was
and then I started
doing all that, and then I'm like, wait, like, this is too much. Everybody's screaming. Like, I don't even want to do that anymore. And I transition. And like, dude, it's all, you're all just throwing shit at the wall until something sticks. We're all having fun.
You're gonna find your lane.
We're just
like,
having
you're gonna
fun,
have an
dude. Like, we're having fun. I don't care. Like, people think all these things or whatever it is, dude. I'm who I am, and I'm not worried about it.
You said a good word there, audience. And like, I never looked at it like that, but like, we build a following, dude. And like, as a NASCAR athlete himself, he has a huge following. One of the first things I said to him was when I met him over there, does anybody know you? Anybody see you? And he said, not so much. And I was thinking for a second, well, like, you know, it also comes back to, like, where you're seen as much. So, like, let's be real right now. Dude, some of us breakers are, like, all over the place now. We're, like, some mini celebrities. And, Mikey, I know at times you're, like, you get back and you're, like, holy shit, dude, like, so many people come say, look, little kids want to take pictures, and it's like,
that's my favorite.
Crazy,
like, at the end of the day, it's
awesome,
all about the kids.
And you know that first.
The kids run the industry. At the end of the day, there is parents out there.
Yeah. Well, that 15-year-old or 10-year-old is going to become, in 20, 30 years, he's going to make money, and he's going to want to put
He's dirty making money now. Giving kids free packs. They're going to the next boot to sell them.
Parents,
you're a genius.
How many times does a father message you, hey, I want you to teach my son this. I want him to understand business.
Yeah.
They want them to learn the business side.
Yeah, it's good.
At a young age.
Yeah.
So that's that time, man. I really appreciate your time,
thanks,
dude. Like,
guys. Thanks,
really,
guys.
Seriously. Yeah. Chris, obviously.
Absolutely.
Always
thank
a pleasure,
you.
Bro. Ripping Wax,
Ty
Dillon. We're going to see how Ty gets.
Always in my room hitting big cards.
We're going to see
how
Ty.
He's got something for sale. Hit him up, fellas.
We're going to definitely figure out to get you on the business side, too. Like, I really appreciate it. Like, I mean, we just met literally 10 minutes ago, but I really like the way that, you know, I like the way that you handle yourself, and I love, like, what industry you're in. I have a lot of friends in MLB, NHL, NFL, NBA, no NASCAR.
When are you
so
back
wanna...
in the car next?
Looking at Indianapolis, trying to put together some funding for it, but either there or Michigan. So within the next month, I'm going to be back racing on the track in and talking about three different teams right now before
three different
going
teams
back
to join
for next year.
Full time?
Yeah.
Wow. So, awesome, dude.
Ty Dillon's not going to be breaking anymore.
We got to get to a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Appreciate it, guys.
Go.
That's a wrap for today. Much love.
Awesome.
We'll talk soon.
Much love.
Thank you.